Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Again, everybody, welcome to this edition of Jumping the Gun, along with my main man, Brother Dan. I'm Derek Gunn. Of course, each and every week, we kind of look at the upcoming games, and, you know, we decide who we think is going to win this game, and, you know, Brother Dan, he's all into the point spreads and stuff, and how did we do last week?
Last week, I got you last week, D-Gun. Last week, you went 10-5. And I went 11-4.
How do I know you're not doctoring the books, man? I don't see these numbers.
Hey, we got the proof. We got the proof online. Let's see. We have the Browns. I got you with the Browns over the Cowboys.
Dang it.
Yep. And the Eagles. The Eagles finally breaking through with a win.
So your homer pick came through for you?
100%. I did not believe in them. If I'm being honest, it was all luck on my part.
All right, now we get to look ahead to week number 5 in the NFL season. And, of course, we got to start with your favorite team. It's the Eagles on the road playing at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Eagles finally getting a W in San Francisco this past Sunday. And lo and behold, they're 1-2-1 and leading the NFC East. Man, you're talking about a trash division right now?
Just how we drew it up. Leading the division at 1-2-1. 7-point underdogs on the road in Pittsburgh. Wouldn't have it any other way, honestly. I'm going with the Eagles riding the wave.
What?
In Pittsburgh. It's completely unrealistic. Just like last week, Pittsburgh is coming off of their now bye week with their COVID situation. It could be rusty. The Eagles could be building off of a win last week. I'll go with the hometown birds.
So let's see. They go from playing Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard to now playing a future Hall of Famer in Ben Roethlisberger, and you're still convinced that your pick is solid? You're going to take the Eagles on the road in Pittsburgh?
Oh, I don't know if it's solid, but it is a pick. It is definitely my pick. I do not expect them to win this game, but I'll be rooting for them.
The Eagles are like walking wounded, man. Every time they step off the field, somebody else is out. Now, Rudy Ford and T.J. Edwards are down until further notice. Doug Peterson won't tell us exactly how long. But I'm taking the Steelers. I'm going with the Steelers. I'm just not believing in the Eagles just yet. They keep losing too many bodies. They're not getting enough bodies back right now. I'm taking a home team in this one.
The Eagles are going to need to find ways to utilize Miles Sanders creatively, because the Steelers' defense, they do not give up much on the run. That's going to be how the Eagles have to win, is through Miles Sanders and through their pass rush. Their secondary, Darius Slay, has been playing great. Outside of him, the rest of them need to kind of pick it up. But I'll go with the Eagles here.
Look, the Eagles have some serious problems trying to cover tight ends. They've given up 5 touchdown passes to tight ends. That's the most in the National Football League. You saw what George Kittle just did, to this Eagles linebacking core and to their pass defense. So the word is out now. Everybody's a tight end. Could be Pro Bowlers playing as Eagles defense. The Eagles are going to have to keep pressure on the quarterback. They did a great job of keeping pressure on young Joe Burrow. They got him 8 times. They did a great job keeping pressure on Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard. And, of course, you know, Mullins served up that INT, which turned out to be the deciding factor in that Eagles win in San Francisco. Ben Roethlisberger is too smart. You know, he's going to get rid of the ball. You know, and I guarantee you, Tom, you know, their coach, Tomlin, Mike Tomlin, he's going to have something ready for him. So it's going to be a good game. I think the Eagles are going to be right there until the end. It's not going to be a blowout. I don't know if the Eagles have enough horses to get by the Steelers in Pittsburgh.
So you think it's going to be another heartbreaker for the Eagles? Going to drag us along until the end?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so all right, who we got next?
Next we got the Panthers at the Falcons. Falcons are getting 3.5 points in Atlanta.
Wow. The Falcons have no defensive backs. They lost a few more against Green Bay on Monday night. If it weren't for bad luck, the Falcons would have no luck at all. Matt Rule's Panthers have won 2 in a row now. I like the Panthers on the road in this one.
Yeah, Matt Rule's starting to get into the groove of the NFL. The Falcons, man, they really need this one. They're 0-4. Dan Quinn, his job is on the line at this point. I think they pull together one more time in Atlanta. That offense, even though they got shut up pretty well in Green Bay, I think the offense is going to come through here. Again, I'm picking against the Panthers again. I'll go with the Falcons.
I don't know, man. If the Falcons have all kind of offense, and Calvin Ridley had no catches against Green Bay, and Green Bay's defense is not great, and Ridley had no catches. They only scored 16 points in Green Bay. I don't know if they can, you know, they've got the weapons there. They're on their home turf. They're a different team on their home turf. I'm going to stick with my guns here. I'm going to stay with Carolina in this one.
All right, and this next one, we're gonna break this one down a bit before we make our picks. We have the Buffalo Bills, the 4-0 Buffalo Bills, at the Titans coming off of their COVID bye. What do you think about this?
Man, you know, this was a game when I looked at it initially, is like a game between two teams that take pride in physicality. But when you look at the numbers, you know, Buffalo's defense is giving up 25 points a game. Tennessee's defense is giving up just under 25 points a game, and which is somewhat surprising for two teams that like to play low-scoring, smash-mouth football games. But then you look at their offense, and their offenses are putting up some points. Buffalo scoring 30 points a game, and Tennessee scoring almost 27 points a game. So it's really hard to figure these two teams out, but I'm a big fan right now of Josh Allen. Josh Allen's in a groove. He's on point with his throws. I'm going Buffalo on the road here.
Yeah, I definitely think I see what you mean. What you're talking about with the Bills, they're on a roll. I'm gonna go with the Titans here. Remember when everybody was making fun of the Titans for giving Tannehill $112 million?
Yes.
He's showed up this year. 6 touchdowns, 1 interception. Obviously, those numbers aren't as high because they had the bye week. But I mean, Josh Allen kind of reminds me of what people thought Johnny Manziel was gonna be when he came into the NFL.
Yes.
Just this gunslinger that's going to take these crazy chances. But his risks have been paying off this year. 12 touchdowns to 1 interception. I feel like I've seen like 5 different throws that I thought were going to be interceptions from Josh Allen that were all ended up being these 50-yard gains. It's been crazy for him. Stephon Diggs has been amazing there. But yeah, the Titans, like you said, both these teams like to play defense. It's the game's in Tennessee. Tennessee is coming off of a bye. I'll go with the Titans here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
The Bills, I think Josh Allen finally, some of those throws come back to bite him. And he plays a little too risky for my liking, but he's great. He's been great so far. But I think it comes to an end here in Tennessee.
Okay. Who's next?
Next, we have the Las Vegas Raiders at the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 12-point favorite.
12 points. I think that's a safe pick. I'm not betting against the Chiefs until they tell me otherwise. Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. You know, they struggle early on. All of a sudden, they start lighting it up in the second half. I expect them to do the same thing. I think it's going to take them about a half to figure out what the Raiders are trying to do on defense. Derek Carr, you know, he's a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. But you just never know which Derek Carr is going to show up week in and week out. I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes, especially at Arrowhead Stadium. I don't care if there's fans in the stands or not. I don't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
I'm right there with you. Patrick Mahomes, he's earned it. He's earned our trust. Every week I'm going to be picking the Chiefs pretty much. Last week I made the mistake picking the Patriots, but the Patriots had some odd circumstances, obviously, with COVID again, Cam Newton not playing. Patriots put up a good fight, though. If Cam Newton had been playing, I think it's a different game. Bill Belichick just has a way of taking away your best players. But yeah, the Chiefs, I should have went with them last week. I'm going to go with them this week. I'm not trusting the Raiders right now.
Okay.
So next we have the Cardinals. Speaking about not trusting a team, the Cardinals at the Jets. The Cardinals getting 6.5 points on the road in New York.
Who are the Cardinals, man? They come out of the gate. They open the season with a big road win in San Francisco. They go 2-0. They're turning heads. And all of a sudden, they've lost 2 straight. I don't know who these Cardinals are, but they're playing a practice squad team this week in the Jets. The Jets, I don't know when the Jets are going to win a game, but I don't think it's going to be this week. I think, you know, right now, the Cardinals have to do some soul searching. I think this is a perfect spot for them to heal up and get back on a winning track.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you on that. I think Kyler Murray gets back on track here. The Cardinals sputtering right now, but it's a young team, so you can kind of see that coming. We thought this was the year for them to break through. It might not be that, but especially in that division, because that division's loaded. You got the Niners, Rams, Seahawks, and they're all playing well.
Yep.
Niners just got the L from the Eagles,
yep.
But you can't slip up in that division. So I'll go with the Cardinals here. And again, I'm never picking the Jets. So
yeah, Kyler Murray got to take better care of the football. But I think this is where Kyler Murray puts up some good numbers against a very porous Jets defense.
Yeah. So next we have the Los Angeles Rams at the Washington football team. The Rams are getting 9 points on the road in Washington.
That's all? Just nine?
Just nine.
Could be 19. Just 9 points. Although the Rams struggled this past Sunday. They won 17-9. They struggled. I was shocked the game was that close against the Giants. But I think the Rams cover here.
Yeah, the Rams last week was tough. The Giants found a way to hold up the offense for the Rams. Shockingly, the Giants defense is not really what they're known for right now.
Right.
I'll go with the Rams in Washington. Even though it's a long trip going from west to east coast, that Washington pass rush is something to look at, obviously, but the Rams really do a good job diffusing that with their run game and their screens. I'll go with the Rams here.
Okay.
Next, we have the Bengals at the Ravens. The Ravens getting 13.5 points.
13.5? I think the odds makers are kind of disrespecting Cincinnati. I think Joe Burrow, as he continues to get more and more comfortable in an offense, is going to do some really good things this season. Cincinnati finally gets their first win with Joe Burrow at the helm. I think this game is going to be a little bit more competitive than people are giving the Bengals credit for. I think 13.5 might be a little bit too much. I like the Ravens at home. I don't like the point spread.
Okay, yeah, I think I agree with you on that. The point spread is a little bit disrespectful to Joe Burrow. However, this is going to be the best defense he's faced so far. So we'll see how he fares, because young quarterbacks against a defense as experienced as the Ravens are, the Ravens just giving Marlon Humphrey that huge contract, brought in Calais Campbell. They're obviously one of the best teams in the NFL. Offense is explosive. I'm definitely going with the Ravens here.
Okay.
But divisional games are normally weird. So 13.5 points, I'm not sure if I'm going to go with that.
Right.
So next we have the Jaguars visiting the Texans with the new head coach, Romeo Crennel. The Texans are getting 6.5 points at home.
Right now, the Texans have to be dancing in the street because Bill O'Brien, the dictator, has been removed from his head coach general manager spot. Romeo Crennel, who is well respected throughout the National Football League, takes over there. Jacksonville, you never know which Jacksonville team is going to show up. But I think this is the spot where Houston finally gets his first win of the season.
I agree. I think this team is going to rally around Romeo Crennel. I think the fans in Houston, I feel for them because I bet they were wishing they fired Bill O'Brien before he traded DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
I think the Texans break through here. The Jaguars, I don't trust them. I love watching Minshew, but I don't trust him at all.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Houston here. Next, we have the Miami Dolphins at the San Francisco 49ers. The Niners are getting 6 points at home.
6 points. So who's quarterbacking the Niners? Is it Garoppolo? Is it Mullins? Is it C.J. Beathard? Because C.J. Beathard came on late in that game this past Sunday and moved him down the field. So you don't know who's quarterbacking them, but the Niners at home, you know, they've got a rebound. The Dolphins play pretty good, but they just don't play well enough to win, especially going east to west. I'm going to take the Niners. Niners are getting 6 points?
6 points.
I'm going to take the Niners at home here. I can't go against the Niners. I think they're going to bounce back. I think Kyle Shanahan's going to have his guys ready, and I think they bounce back here.
So my pick kind of depends on if Garoppolo does play.
Right.
I think the Niners will win this game. However, if it's Beathard or Mullins, I think I'm going to go with the Dolphins because the Dolphins have played in close games. They haven't been getting blown out. Fitzpatrick is a veteran. Their defense, Brian Flores does a great job with their defense. They always seem to know where they are. They don't really have many busted coverages. I'll go with the Dolphins if they're playing against a backup quarterback.
Okay, all right.
Next, we have the Indianapolis Colts at the Cleveland Browns. Last week, we both did not believe in the Colts at the Bears.
That's right.
We're both wrong on that one. That defense is something special. The Browns, however, I did believe in to beat the Cowboys. So who do you have here?
Are the Browns finally legit after what they did in Dallas? Man, look at the offensive weapons that the Browns have. A Frank Reich offense against, you know, that offense against Cleveland. Man, that could be a shootout. But I'm going to go with the Browns here. I never thought I would say this. Are the Browns a real deal finally? I'm going to take the Browns in this game.
So last week I said that the Browns game against the Cowboys was a prove-it game to see if they were legit. Something about that game didn't make me 100% sure yet if I believe in them. I think if they pull this one off against that Colts defense, that will make me a little bit more comfortable in them. I'm going to go with them.
Okay.
But this week's going to be a big one for the Browns. Their offense, it's very explosive. I need to see some more consistency out of them.
Okay.
And Nick Chubb, we'll see how long he's hurt. So
that's true. They still have Kareem Hunt, though.
Yes, definitely. The best running back tandem in football.
No question about it.
Yeah. So next, we have the Giants at the Cowboys. The Cowboys getting 9 points in Dallas.
You know, I almost feel bad for the Giants. I said almost. I mean, they have nothing, man. Yeah, they have nothing. No Saquon. We don't know what Sterling Shepard's situation is going to be week in and week out. I kind of feel bad for him. Dallas, let's face it, Dallas' defense is trash, straight up trash. And ever since the linebackers went down, you know, Sean Lee and, of course, Leighton Vander Esch with the collarbone situation, Dallas' defense, man, I mean, they're just giving away points. And they're putting a lot of pressure on an offense. Now, Dallas' offense is explosive, no question about that. That CeeDee Lamb is dangerous. And to go along with Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup, and now the kid Cedric Wilson as well, I mean, Dallas' offense and Zeke Elliott in that backfield, they put up 30-35 points by accident. There's no way on God's green earth that Dallas loses to the Giants. I know it's a divisional game. There is no way they lose to the Giants this week.
Definitely, I definitely agree with you here. The Cowboys' offense is just going to be too much for the Giants' defense. The Giants almost won, but I thought that was a little bit of a fluky performance by the Rams. I just don't trust Daniel Jones. I really don't. He had a shot at the end of the game last week. Throws the interception to end the game. I'm going to go with the Cowboys here. I don't love the Cowboys. I don't like their defense.
Right.
But their offense is just going to be too much. So I'll go with Dallas here. It pains me. I hate picking the Cowboys.
I agree.
But they make too much sense here. Next, we have the Denver Broncos at the New England Patriots, and this game has no line right now.
No line?
No line.
No line? I'm shocked. I don't care who's quarterback in the Patriots. I just don't see them losing at home to the Broncos this week. The Broncos have problems. You know, their defense is hurting. You don't know who's quarterback in that team. I can't go against the Patriots. I'm not going against Bill Belichick in his own domain. Sorry, I can't do it.
Yeah, I agree. Bill Belichick is, we saw what he did with the backup quarterback last night in Kansas City. And Kansas City, I mean, they didn't put up a lot of points.
No.
But they were in that game.
Yeah,
That game was closer
until that
than
fourth
the
quarter.
Score.
Yep.
Yeah. So the Broncos are not as good as the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to go with the New England Patriots here.
Okay.
Next, we have the Vikings at the Seahawks, the Sunday night game.
Ooh.
The Seahawks getting 7 points in Seattle.
Seahawks at home. Russell Wilson right now is my leading MVP candidate. 16 touchdown passes already through four games. The man's in a zone right now. Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. Now, the Seahawks defense is atrocious right now. They couldn't stop you and me if we were playing on somebody's offense. And that's saying something because, you know, I don't have any hamstrings left. My hamstrings are like powder right now. So, but Russell Wilson in his stadium, I'm definitely taking the Seahawks in this game.
I was originally going to take the Vikings here, but now that I think of it, I think this game is going to be a shootout. I think it's going to. It's going to come down to the end, and I just trust Russell Wilson way more than I trust Kirk Cousins. I think this is going to be closer than 7 points, like the line is saying. And you throw in Kirk Cousins in his primetime game struggles. He's had an awful record in primetime. I'm going to go with the Seahawks here because Russell Wilson is just he's just too much right now. He's been the best quarterback in the NFL. Mahomes is obviously, I think he's still the best, but Wilson has been, he's clutch. So I'll go with the Seahawks here.
Dalvin Cook should have a big game on the ground against that defense. Justin Jefferson should have a big game in the passing game, as well as Adam Thielen. They should have a big game through the air. But when it comes down to it, I just can't go against Russell at home. Can't do it.
This is going to be a great game for fantasy football owners of both of offensive players on both of these teams. There's going to be a bunch of numbers thrown up there. This is going to be a fun one to watch. Next, we have the Chargers at the Saints. The Saints getting 7.5 points on Monday night.
Justin Herbert, he can ball. He can flat out ball. And the Chargers, though, they just can't win games. They play you tough. They just can't get over the hump. And Drew Brees, I like the way their offense bounced back this past Sunday on the road. They still don't know when Michael Thomas is going to play, but I think overall, the way Drew Brees likes to spread the field in his offense, I just think it's a little bit too much to overcome for the Chargers on the road, especially playing down in New Orleans.
I really like what I'm seeing from Justin Herbert, and I really don't like what I'm seeing from Drew Brees so far this year. So I'm going to go with the Chargers here. I'm rooting for the Chargers. I honestly don't think they're going to win this game. If I had to put my money on one of them, I would not put it on the Chargers. But I really like what I'm seeing from Herbert. The offense, they played a good game against the Bucks. Brady went off for 5 touchdowns, so they got a classic Brady performance, and they needed it to pull that out against the Chargers. I'll go with the Chargers here against the Saints. I'm going with my gut here.
You're taking the Chargers.
I think this
in New Orleans.
Yes, and that's strictly because there's no fans at the game. I think this is going to be the signature Herbert win that really puts him on the map.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what they say? People are saying Drew Brees can't throw the deep ball anymore. Maybe his wide receivers just aren't getting open. But, you know, Drew Brees, he can pick you apart. He can dink and dunk you to death, frustrate a defense up and down the field, control the clock. I just don't think the Chargers will have the ball enough to beat the Saints in New Orleans. I just don't feel it.
Yeah, this game is going to come down to the Chargers making tackles. Because when you have a Kamara like out there who can make a dump down pass into a 50-yard touchdown, you need to finish your tackles, because that's going to be what the difference in this game.
All right, so there you have our Week 5 picks for the NFL season. Tune in next week to see how we did, and of course, we'll look ahead to Week number 6. So for my main man, Brother Dan, I'm Derek Gunn. Thanks for hanging out with us on this edition of Jumping the Gun. So long, everybody.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.